Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I'm joined by Julie Caraccio. She's an award-winning professional declutterer, life and end of life organizer, author, certified life coach, and host of the popular podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Thank you, Julie, so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So let's dive right in. You're an award-winning professional life and end-of-life organizer. Can you tell us how the process of organizing spaces relates to organizing one life and even a soul?
Sure. So, I would say that clutter is more important than organizing. And so I would probably substitute the word clutter for that. Okay. So in my viewpoint, the inner affects the outer. So for example, well, if you have a messy desk, that can be a roadblock to promotion. It can prevent you from writing that play, creating that piece of art that you'd like, or an overstuffed closet might be preventing a relationship from blooming, right? Yeah. And so looking at how is clutter affecting your life? And the more you clear your clutter, the more you can create the life you desire.
That is so true. There was a Martha Stewart quote that has stuck with me for many years. And it's an organized life is an organized mind. Like that has always stuck with me. And that is something that I strive to always be like, okay, it's okay. Just take the time to put something away, like, or get rid of it if I don't need
right.
it, you
right.
know? So decluttering is usually associated with the physical world, our homes, our offices, or closets. But how does your work extend into the emotional realm?
Well, definitely with most people and definitely the people I work with, there is an emotional component to clutter. So for example, oh, I can't let that go because I wore that sweater on the first date I had with my husband, right? Well, hopefully we're still with the husband or partner, but if we let the sweater go, the relationship's not going to go. So one thing that people really get hung up on is memories. And so what I like to tell people is memories are in your heart and your head. And if you give the object away, then the memory is still going to be there. Or, you know, it can be something deeper. Like if you grew up in a chaotic household and you were to declutter, that could be very traumatizing because clutter is the norm for you. That's your comfort zone. And I really encourage people, if you can dig deeper, it's going to support you in being able to clear your physical clutter, but not also your physical clutter, but your mental clutter and everything else. Everything affects, if you declutter in one area, it's automatically going to support you in other areas.
So what kind of led you to the journey of becoming you're a certified life coach. You're also an award-winning professional life and end-of-life organizer. What led you to that path?
I had been hired for a job. I had just moved from Los Angeles to Raleigh, North Carolina, started a job. And I was like, what have I done? This place is crazy. And I was like, you know, you just can't up and quit. You're new to this place, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, well, what can I do? And I'm like, I just don't want to get another job. So I was like, what skill set do I have? What can make me money? And how can I make a difference in people's lives? And I'm like, I'm going to be an organizer. And I never forget, I went, do you know what SCORE is?
No, what is that?
SCORE is a great resource if you have anyone that's a business owner listening. So it's retirees who can help with marketing, anything aspect of a business, they donate your time to help you. Wow. And I went, and these old guys are like, you want to do what? People, what? That's actually a business. It was really funny. And actually, in Raleigh, when I was there, had quite a few organizers. And so I was like, this is what I want to do. And then I really had an aha moment early on. I was working with a client and she said, can we just talk? I was like, you're the client. We can do whatever you want. So we ended up, I typically work in 4-hour blocks so you can see a difference. And within, we spent 3 hours working and, well, excuse me, talking. And then that next hour, she was able to release so much clutter. And that was my aha moment. Like, the clutter is more important. And if we dig a little deeper, that's going to support us. Then you clear that clutter, then you can get organized.
I love that. So our audience is deeply spiritual and keen on self-discovery. Can you maybe share some techniques or practices that link decluttering with spiritual growth?
Well, I think anytime you clear clutter, you're going to grow spiritually, right? Because it's holding you back. So when I talk about spiritual clutter, things that I believe strongly in are forgiveness. I think that is a big place people get tripped up. If you don't forgive someone, they might not even know you're upset with them, right? But you know that you carry, they're taking up space in your head. I think gratitude is really important. You can't hold two opposing thoughts. So I can't be jealous of someone on Instagram and be in gratitude. So I think anytime having a daily gratitude practice is something that's really important. And also for me, part of that is finding your passion and your purpose. What gets you excited each day? You know, we'd live in a really different world if people were doing what they loved. But people talk about the drudgery of every day in their job. And so I think that that's something that is very important. And, you know, material goods, if you're trying to lead a spiritual path, and I'm not saying you have to be a minimalist. I'm not a minimalist. I love artwork. I have all my mom's paintings up. And so it's about finding that balance. You know, it's if it's having to buy a ton of clothes to compete, or if it's having to have more stuff to keep up with the neighbors, like really look at your stuff. What is that saying about you? And how does that hold up when you look at your spiritual life and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's amazing. And you're right about when you let something go, you're opening yourself up for something else beautiful to come in. Yes. Like you're cleansing that energy. And I like how you're putting that, like, okay, if you let this go, you can open yourself up. And there's also this emotional component that you've mentioned as well. So you're also an end of life organizer. I'm sure that you've witnessed a lot of emotional journeys while doing that. Can you maybe share an antidote that stands out as a powerful testament to the work that you do?
I would think that, well, you want to specifically on the end of life?
Whatever you want to share, we are open to hear.
I think people sometimes underestimate the power of decluttering. And I'm just going to give a couple examples.
Yeah,
so this is surprising, but this happened early on. I was working with someone and we were in her closet and we were decluttering and she was able to, and I believe everyone has the answers within. My job is to simply help them have that come to the surface. And in that moment, she was able to articulate, I was abused, and was able to, whatever the act, and you know, you talked about it so eloquently, the energy, we shift things when we open and change and release and do all that stuff. I've seen decluttering heal relationships. I had a newlywed couple and they never ate together because their dining room table was full of stuff. And I was like, I said, let's do this. And to have someone write and say, oh my gosh, we're talking again. We're sitting down and eating dinner. You know, I had another client that every time her mother-in-law walked in the house, she criticized her. And that caused a really, really, you know, that was a bad relationship. And when we got her whole house done, that brought peace. And then I was like, but there's another part of this. My homework is not just the physical stuff. You need to set a boundary with your mother-in-law.
Yes.
It's not okay. And ask for what you want. You know what? I would love to be able to go to the park and read for an hour. Can you watch the kids?
Yeah.
And so seeing it transform relationships, or people having those aha moments, or being able to say something that perhaps they've been holding back on. It's really powerful.
I love that. And I love the fact that something, like, do you feel like sometimes people are unaware of the amount of clutter they have in their homes?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, it's interesting. Like, a newlywed couple, like, doesn't have enough, like, there must be, like, what do you feel like is going on that there's so much clutter that they can't see?
Because I think it's, for a lot of people, it's out of mind, out of sight. So if I just stuff it in the closet, I don't have to see it. Right. Or if I put it in the basement or the attic or garage, those are really hot spots. I don't know what to do with this. I like to call the garage the land of indecision. I don't know what to do with this. So I'm just going to throw it in the garage. Right. And so then I've got about 5 million other things to do. Decluttering is really low on the totem pole. And so if we buy and buy and buy and haven't cleared in 20 years, you're going to have a lot of stuff.
You're so right about the garage being the land of indecision. My partner, I drive him nuts because I put everything in the garage and he loves a clean garage. So he's always like, I gotta go clean the garage.
Hey, be grateful you have him to do it.
100. I am very, very grateful. And I appreciate the fact that he allows me the space to put stuff in there. And you know what, but you're right though about decluttering, because I've made it my own personal kind of mission. When I feel things are stagnant or things are too heavy, I know that I need to do something physical. And what I do is I'll open up a closet, I'll clean out a drawer, I'll do something where I'm like we just cleaned out all of our cabinets, our kitchen cabinets, you know, and it's amazing how just that shift of that little bit of action. I mean, for me, it makes me feel lighter. Like I don't feel as heavy with
everything's energy. So when you clear it, change it, you're shifting that, right? If you want to change your life, clear your clutter.
Like as you have in your background, clutter does not have to own you.
Yes, it doesn't.
I love that. So many of our people in our community are interested in manifesting their dream lives. How can the act of decluttering serve as a catalyst for manifestation?
I like to use the analogy of a straw, right? If you are trying to have your smoothie or your whatever you're drinking with your straw and it gets stuck, you know how that sometimes happens and you can't get the smoothie.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way with clutter. Clutter is that not letting you get what you want. Because if you're saying, I want to manifest this and you have a stuffed closet, well, how can a new outfit come in? Or if you want a relationship and everything hanging around in your house is of your ex, the universe is, you're saying, hey, I'm good. I got all this stuff. If you want to, you want to switch that, you have to create the space to allow it to happen. If everything's stuff, you're signaling the universe, say, hey, I'm good. Universe, I'm good. I'm good to go. No thanks.
And do you feel like the universe doesn't know if this is like, if it's negative or positive, the universe is neutral. So
exactly.
It's not going to know if you don't want it. And like you said, if I have 500 pictures of my ex up and not even that, like if I'm looking at that picture every day, there's an energetic component to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That I think people also probably don't realize. It's like that link of, oh.
Right. Right. And you're not aware of it. And if you haven't received closure, I mean, because you have to ask, why are you looking at that picture every day? You want to create a new relationship. What is it that's going on in the back of your head? And you might be saying, nope, I'm ready. I want a new relationship. But maybe deep down, no.
Yeah.
There's something that has to get clear. There's something that has to get settled.
100%. So you're also a certified life coach. How do you integrate those coaching principles into your decluttering services? Do you see a transformative shift in your client's mental state post-decluttering?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I would say, obviously, everything's individualized. So what I learned is coaching, if you work with me, it's not just about the physical stuff and clearing clutter. We're going to have that conversation because maybe it comes up that your homework this week is going to be say no to what you don't want to do, right? Because when I work with people, and that's why... And if I do it online, it's got to be visual because I want to get all those visual cues. You might be like, I'm really happy, but your body language is saying absolutely not, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's digging a little deeper. And as we work and we clear, how are you feeling? You know, I'm struggling to let this go. Well, let's stop a moment and talk about that. Why is that? What's going on? And so I think it's very important when I give homework is we look at everything. We look at the whole person, not just the physical stuff. And as I've mentioned, the inner reflects the outer and vice versa. And as we clear in one area, we're going to support ourselves in clearing other. And I don't think that people realize the mental load that clutter causes.
Well, it's almost like, I feel like it's overwhelming when you have something that's super like packed with stuff. Like it's like, how do you help a client that has this massive like amount to declutter? Like, what is the first step that you give to them?
Well, we start in one area. And so I would say what I usually tell people is what's driving you nuts Do you have a deadline? You mentioned kitchen cabinets. Are you having your kitchen remodeled? Well, let's declutter before they come over to remodel. You know, if you aren't paying your bills and your mortgage is late, then maybe we need to start in the office. So ask yourself a couple of those questions, and then that can determine where you start. And then you say, okay, I'm going to start in my office. And we'll say, okay, then we're going to start with the bookcase, right? We're going to break everything down into manageable steps, because you hit on something that's really important. Most people have a lot of clutter overwhelmed. They're simply paralyzed and can't move. And so it's like, okay, then we're going to break it down into manageable steps. 10 minutes a day equals just over 60 hours in a year. You can do a lot in 60 hours.
That's a really good piece of advice. Like, just bite-sized pieces, you know, and maybe not look at the entire picture. Maybe just look at, I like how you just said that, look at the bookcase, you know, and then move on to the next step. And then you're walking them through the journey too, which is amazing.
Yes. Well, your bookcase looks quite lovely. So good job.
Thank you. I have a sister who is actually a professional designer. And as she says, this is my set. And she's like, no, this book needs to go here. No, right. Like, so I'm not allowed to move anything.
Oh, I understand that.
And now I'm like, can we do a refresh? Can we do a reset?
That's good. You should change it up. We've just been talking about the energy. And saying, I had this interview. We got to change it up.
I really like, I kind of like, can we switch the pictures? These are actually my, my mom did these. So I love them, and that's, they mean a lot to me, but I have more, I can change them out. She's like, how you said you like your mom's artwork. I have mine up as well. And I love that.
Good job.
Thank you. So let's talk about challenges. Maybe what is one difficult part of your job, and how do you navigate the emotional or spiritual huddles that come with it?
I'll tell you, the most challenging thing for me has been when family members get involved. Now, I'm not talking about a couple, and I'm talking about one particular thing that's coming to mind is I helped a lovely neighbor. She had to go into assisted living. Mm. And the son who hired me was great, but had a grandkid who just wanted everything. And it caused, I mean, it was just a nightmare. And I was like, your grandmother hired me. I work for your grandmother and I work for your uncle. And so I had to lay down some pretty strict boundaries there. And, you know, someone, and this kid was really spoiled, and I'm, you know, and what I tell my clients is have them get angry at me, because I can handle it. And so I think for me, the most challenging thing is when family members who are, let me rephrase that, when family members who aren't helpful get involved and make the process worse, you know, especially in this situation, moving to assisted living, there's a lot of emotion. You know, if you live in this house, you have to downsize. There's no choice. And so to add that to it was really frustrating. And I felt for my client, but I'm like, my job is to protect her. And that's what I did.
No, that's really good. And you're right about when you make such a significant change of you're independent in your home to moving into assisted living, where a lot of your freedom is not going to be the same anymore. And that is, I think, as elderly people, and you probably experience this a lot, we don't acknowledge what the challenge is of when you lose your freedom as an elderly person. It's like one of the most stressful events in someone's life. And it's like, and I would imagine you deal with that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough transition.
And so I would also say to everyone listening, you know, whether you hire someone or have a friend, and because before I started my business, they're like, you're really uptight, come help me organize because I need help. And so you want to make sure that person isn't judgmental. Probably one of the things that breaks my heart the most was working with someone. Yeah, I started, but then this person judged me. And so I've stopped for years, because I don't think people really realize how their comments or sighs or eye rolling can really affect someone and stop their progress.
Ooh, that's a really good point too. So I know that you have a very popular podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Can you please tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we're talking about clutter, and I cover all areas, holiday, relationships, health, we get into it. And at the end, I like to talk about anecdotes and I give you take action items so that you can get started. That's super important to me. I want you to leave with things that you can do to change your life. And wherever, it's also on video, and wherever you listen, you can find it.
And then is it on, like you said, it's on all like Apple, Spotify. Yes. Do you also have a YouTube channel?
Yes.
And what's your YouTube channel?
It's Reawaken Your Brilliance with Julie Caraccio. My website's Reawaken Your Brilliance, and I've got all the links there. And okay. I'm going to be putting up some more material. Well, by the time this airs, we'll have more material. I've got COVID, so I'm a little behind.
It's okay. You're allowed. So as I know that you have some books, classes, and affirmations to share. What resources can our audience explore to deepen their journey with you?
So I have, based on the podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, where I have 21 chapters. The bonus is on energy. So if you've enjoyed that talk, you might like it. But it's on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter. And it goes in more depth and gives you take action items at the end. And then I have a whole journal prompt series where, like, on holiday, health. And as I mentioned before, you have the answers within. So this is going to guide you to ask you questions and then come up with a plan to move forward. And then I also have a book on 21 days to jumpstart clearing your clutter. If you're like, hey, I don't know where to start. This is a really good place. Then the affirmations, 9 different ones that, you know, are going to support you in decluttering. And then classes as well. Everything's broken into bite-size steps for the classes. So if you're like, okay, I can do a lesson once a week or once a day, then you don't have to, they're like 5-6 minutes, maybe a little longer in some cases, but it's really to give you that momentum. Okay, here's where I'm going to start, and I have my first step.
That is amazing. And that is, those are all located on your website?
Mm-hmm. Reawakenyourbrilliance.com. All that good stuff.
That's amazing. So given your wide range of expertise, what else is on the horizon for you? Any upcoming projects or collaborations that you're excited about?
A book on end-of-life organizing. And then a journal prompt on end of life. So that is the big thing that I'm working on. And the other thing that I get super excited about that I've been doing is doing more public speaking, employee, which thrills me that corporations have moved from let's organize our desk to let's declutter our life and let's talk about bigger issues. So that gets me really excited.
I love that. Now, for anybody that wants to work with you, that is also located on your website.
Absolutely. Yes. And I offer a free 15-minute consultation to see if we're a good fit and I can support you.
And it doesn't matter. You don't. So I know that you said earlier that they have to be on video. So you can do this remotely.
Oh, yeah. I work with people all over the world. Absolutely.
That is amazing. Well, Julie, I want to thank you so, so much for coming to the Spiritual Spotlight series. I'm really looking forward to reading some of your upcoming books and I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. You're a wonderful interviewer, and I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.